Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Play Right podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Your author blog is a website where your fans and followers can go to learn more about you, find out about any events you're hosting, read some samples of what you've written, learn about upcoming books, buy existing books, and sign up for your mailing list. In short, it's your corner of the web, and it goes a long way in presenting yourself to the world as a professional author. And that's the difference between a writer and an author. A writer is someone who just keeps writing books, never doing what is necessary to promote each one, to actually make money from them. But an author is someone who brands himself, and through that branding, that image, makes a statement. And that statement is, this is me, this is everything I've written, this is how to meet me in person, this is how to keep in touch with me, and this is how to buy my book. So, what do you want that website to be called? More specifically, what do you want the domain name to be? A domain name, in case you don't know, is the web address of your homepage. My website's domain name is dreamplaywright.com. A domain name always consists of a name and an extension. DreamPlayWrite is the name and .com is the extension. So a little bit about extensions. In the early days of the internet, .com was a very popular extension. So popular, in fact, that it was just assumed that your website ended in .com. Today, there are many more extensions available, but .com still reigns supreme. So make it easier for people to find your website without having to remember the extension. Let them assume the .com. Some authors would be tempted to use the name of their book as their domain name. For example, thenighttraintodoomsville.com. But I would advise against that, because what happens when you write your second book? Once you're established with a certain domain name, it's possible, but it's kind of hard to change. One of the reasons is because your readers will get used to your domain name. So I say, go with something more general. If your first name, last name.com is available, grab it. And consider yourself lucky. Lots of common names have been snatched up over the years. As an alternative, if you can get your first name, last name.net or some other extension, it's up to you. It can still be confusing for people. Like if you meet someone during the day and that night they go to check out your website, they might think, oh boy, did she say kellysandberg.com or kellysandberg.net? And the confusion, believe it or not, might prevent them from even trying. Or they might end up at the other Kelly Sandberg's website. And if it was actually kellysandberg.info the whole time, you may never have had a prayer. So try exploring alternatives like kellysandbergauthor.com or kellysandbergwriter.com. You just have to get creative sometimes. Another thing you should try to avoid, if possible, is dashes in your domain name. This is also because you don't want to confuse people. That same person might think, did she say kellysandberg-author.com or kelly-sandbergauthor.com? Business cards can lessen this problem, but hopefully you see my point. Part of this process of choosing a domain name will involve checking each one you like to see if it's available for purchase or if someone already owns it. So for this, go to inmotionhosting.com/domains. inmotionhosting.com/domains. InMotion Hosting is the hosting company I recommend, and the one I'll be talking about tomorrow when you go to set up your hosting account. So just type in the domain name you want, along with the extension, hit search, and the site will tell you if that name is available for purchase. If it's available, you could go ahead and purchase it, but you might want to wait until tomorrow when I talk about setting up a hosting account, because you can bundle your domain name registration with your hosting account and get the domain registration for free for the first year. After that, domain names renew at about $15 a year. So now you really have all the information you need about what sort of functionality your author blog should have, the pages it should contain, how you can feed traffic to it, what it should be called, and some level of understanding of how plugins work. Now, you're ready to actually take steps to set up your blog, which is what we'll discuss tomorrow. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any comments or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.